Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Sparky Fiverr. Welcome back. Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Joining us now on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law, he is the one and only Vinny Rotino. Of course, you know him as the former Brewers catcher and on FanDuel Sports Network as an analyst there, pre- and post-game show host as well. Vinny, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Sparky, of course, anytime, man. How you doing?
Doing really good. I'm very intrigued by a lot of different things involving this baseball team right now, and I kind of want to pick your brain. First off, I want to go to, of all things, backup catcher with this Brewers team right now, with Jansen doing his deal and hits the long ball the other day. As far as just how difficult that is, the decision to move from Haas to Jansen, and whether or not, looking at it now, it was the right decision or not.
Yeah, I mean, the reason why they did that is because Danny Jansen gives you a little bit better and a little bit more of a consistency in terms of the at-bat quality. You know, Eric Haas, you know, he did strike out and swing and miss quite a bit, so that was the concern there. It's, you know, he is an excellent – both are good catchers. Eric Haas may get the edge just a little bit defensively, but Danny Jansen's no slouch behind the plate. Pitchers love throwing to him. He's just like Haas, just an excellent teammate. And the other thing too, Sparky, is don't forget, it provided some depth in terms of the catching position. You know, now that Eric Haas, I think they had a pretty good idea that Eric Haas, because he was not making league minimum, it was a little bit above league minimum, that Eric Haas is probably going to clear waivers and get sent to AAA to then, if something were to happen to Contreras or to Danny Jansen, you do have depth there at the catching position. Because remember, at the time, I do believe Jefferson Carroll was hurt. He's now back and playing, but Carroll was hurt at the time when they made this decision, just to give him a little bit more insurance behind the plate. So that's why they did it. It's a little bit on the margins in terms of, you know, the impact that it has provided. But, you know, Jansen then hit a home run yesterday, and that was a big homer. So he's been playing well.
What about Anthony Siegler? He was here for a while, and now he is no longer here. What now does this mean for this infield when fully healthy, when we start talking about postseason lineups and how this all plays? Caleb Durbin has been kind of subbed in and out on a platoon basis when Siegler was here. Do you think Durbin gets a shot to play every day in the postseason, or how do you think that plays out?
I do. Yeah, I think you know, Durbin has played an excellent defensive third base. I think they're going to have their best defensive alignment out there in the playoffs. So that also means potentially that Blake Perkins gets the start in center field and Isaac Collins may be the odd man out, just in terms of, you know, just because you want your best defensive alignment, and then Churio moves over to left field. Now, you asked me about Durbin. I do think Durbin gives you the best shot defensively as well in the infield. He's been playing an excellent defensive third base. He's also come up with some really big hits as of late. He's a guy that's kind of a little bit streaky, but what's encouraging about Durbin, he's the type, Sparky, and I know you know the type. You know your sports. You know baseball. That he's the guy that, because of his mindset and the way that he approaches the game and how confident he is, even as a rookie, he's the type that could come up with such big hits in the postseason when the lights are the brightest. You can kind of envision that, right? So I do see that Durbin is going to be the guy that's going to go ahead and get the everyday at-bats down the stretch here at third and then also in the playoffs.
You don't have to convince me to play Caleb Durbin. I didn't want Anthony Siegler on this roster. I wanted Durbin playing every game versus watching Anthony Siegler, with all due respect. But clearly that sure wasn't working out. Vinny Rutino joins us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's here on the Fancy Sparky Pfeiffer with you. I want to take you inside that clubhouse. Pat Murphy reading something. It was said, or people ran with it and said, well, it was a letter from Bob Uecker that Pat was told to read if they made the playoffs. Then I heard somebody else this morning on the radio say, well, no, that's what they think Bob would have said in that moment. So do we know which it is? Was it actually something that Bob left or not?
We don't know for sure. Is that still up in the air? I actually don't know either for sure. I would speculate that it was more just like what Bob probably would have said. And it was kind of trying to be a touching moment, but that's kind of where I think, that was at, but we still don't know. I actually didn't follow up on that. So we don't know. We don't have confirmation on that yet. We know that Bob didn't write it from heaven. We know that for sure.
Well, no,
so
it was kind of
that one off.
It was kind of put along like he wrote it before, he
before,
died and said,
right,
if they make the playoffs, read this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right. That's what I thought, but then I also heard some rumblings, that might have been just what we think you would have said.
So Murphy might have wrote that, then.
No confirmation on that. Yes, that might have wrote it. Right. But again, I don't have confirmation.
Well, it was good, regardless of what it was. It was still good. It went viral. It did what it was supposed to do. Made people cry, I'm sure, as they were listening to Murphy talk in that video. The Brewers win. They're in the playoffs. That's all good. Now the next celebration, because that one was very mild, is going to be with this NL Central title. But realistically, while that's pretty much in the bag, the one that's not in the bag still is this one seed in the NL. They're only a couple games ahead of Philadelphia for that one seed. How important is that one seed to you, Vinny Rutino?
To me, it is hugely important just because the Phillies are really difficult to beat at home. They have the best record in baseball, the best home record in baseball, and they have their Philly fans behind them. Tough environment to get into, right? BA in the booth, we were talking off the air a little bit about that, though, and he made a really good point because he does those playoff games. He does the national games during the playoffs, and he's done series in Philadelphia where he has personal experience of those fans turning on the Philadelphia Phillies. So maybe during the playoffs, home field advantage might not be an advantage for them if all of a sudden, let's say, an Orion Kirkring or some reliever that they're not real happy with or something starts to maybe gives up a blue pit and then walks the next guy, they will turn on that guy and boo him, and then all the momentum is on the Brewers' side if they do, in fact, play each other in that NLCS. So maybe that home field advantage isn't all that important. I actually do think it is because we're playing and the Brewers are playing in front of the best fans in all of baseball, and I do think that is kind of the 27th man, if you want to bring in the football narrative. What do they say that in Seattle? The 12th man. I do think that's a factor in Milwaukee. I do think the team definitely rallies around the crowd and plays better, especially a rowdy crowd, especially a crowd with a ton of energy that the Brewers, we know when that place is sold out, it is rocking. So I think it's important in that regard. That first round bye is super important. Yes, I do think it is close to being in the bag, 5.5 game lead against the Cubs. But remember, the Cubs also have that tiebreaker. So, let's make sure we take care of business here. I think you can wrap it up here in the next six, because the Angels are struggling. The Cardinals look like they're struggling. Man, that is tough when you don't get that sweep against the Cardinals. But that, definitely both beatable and winnable series. You don't want to have it go down to the wire against the Padres in San Diego and against Cincinnati. Both have a lot to play for.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. What about when you figure out what is this rotation going to look like, your three-man rotation for the playoffs, as far as who pitches where? Because you just said it, as far as home field advantage versus pitching on the road, I think the assumption is that obviously it's Peralta, Woodruff, and I think a lot of people have Priester probably in as that third guy, but he also doesn't necessarily have playoff experience. So even though it sounds crazy, is Priester maybe a game two guy and then Peralta or Woodruff starting the first game on the road?
Ooh, so I definitely have Freddie in game one because Freddie had a great season. What we don't want to see is the Freddie that we saw last time out where the pitch count gets super high, some guys get on base, and he kind of overthinks things and stuff. Like, we haven't seen that version of Freddie Peralta too often. I think game one of the playoffs where there is pressure, of course, but there's just not quite as much pressure on you. And plus, he pitches just fantastically at home this season. He's got a 1.72 ERA. I just looked it up at home. He's 8-1 at home. So he loves pitching at American Family Field, especially this year, in front of the best fans of baseball. So I actually would go Priester game two just because of the run that he is on. I mean, what an incredible run that he has been on. Unbeaten. The Brewers are unbeaten the last 17 times that Quinn Priester has taken the ball. That's just crazy. That is crazy. He works so quickly. He gets on the bump. He gets the guys back into the dugout. If he gets in trouble, he's got the stuff to get out of it. He's got the swing and miss stuff. He has been they're not going to call him the unsung hero, but he could. I mean, where would they be without him? He's been just unbelievable. I think Woodruff is in game. I think he's a game three guy just because give him as much rest as possible. Rest that shoulder. Let him go out. And he's a guy that with the experience, with the adrenaline pumping through his veins, he's going to give you his best. But got to make sure that you protect his shoulder because, again, he hadn't thrown in a year and a – what is it? It's a year and a half he was off. So protect his shoulder. Make sure he's good to go. He's going to have that adrenaline pumping. I have him going game three. That's going to be hopefully a clinch, either a clinch scenario or a really big swing game. And, Woodruff's the guy for that.
What to do with Jacob Mizorowski, Mr. Rotino?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
Bullpen for me. You have him pitch out of the bullpen. You have him go. He's not going to be like a, have him up and ready in every game. He's going to be, for me, a guy that could either piggyback off of Woodruff in that game three. I think that's what I'd have him teed up for. He has experience throwing out of the bullpen in AAA Nashville last season, and he was ready to contribute in the playoffs last year. They just decided to not do it. I think they decided because he just wasn't ready, wasn't throwing enough quality strikes, but now he is. And you just let him, you send him out there, say one time through the order, let it rip, and you have him go game three and then have him, give him a few days off and have him just kind of available in that role. Remember, they're only going to need three starters, so you're going to have 13 pitchers, so you're going to have 10 relievers. You can afford to have a guy like that available to get nine outs and then have him not available in the other games of the series. I think he can pitch twice in that five-game series. I think you got to kind of map it out, protect his arm, of course, and just have him, send him out there and say, okay, let it rip, and punch everybody out. I think he's capable of doing that.
He is Vinny Rantino, FanDuel Sports Network, Wisconsin analyst, as well as pre- and post-game show host as well. Vinny, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it, and I'm sure you have had one heck of a fun time this year with this team.
This has been so much fun. This is the year, Sparky. I know we're all hoping that this is the year, and we all believe it. As good a chance as any team in baseball, this would be so much fun if they can finish it off.
Just before I die, Vinny, that's all I want. Just one before I die. That's all I would like.
Me too. We'll see what happens, though. This will be fun.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.